been
Cincinnati.
Okay, Paramore. I think I did all those. Did you mention, let's see, there's one on that begins with Nash.
Nashville.
Okay, and let's see, in North Carolina, there's one that begins with Ash.
Asheville.
Okay, and not
Knoxville, and there's a Jacksonville in there too, for I have a niece living in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay. Then in Alabama, there's, maybe you mentioned this one, there's one that it's M-O-B-I-L-E.
Mobile.
Okay. And let's see, in Illinois, great big city in Illinois.
Chicago. I changed planes there when I was coming back from Seattle.
My husband and I lived there for a while.
Yeah.
We like the South better.
Yeah. Well, where was he from?
He was from Savannah.
Oh.
He got a job there right after he got out of school. So he moved up there. We didn't like it much. If there are two children who are invited to go somewhere and one of them doesn't want to go, the second one might say, no, well, I'm not going to go.
Either.
Or I'm not going to go
unless he goes.
Okay. You might say, I was thinking about going tonight, but I decided to stay home.
And rest.
Yeah. Or I was thinking about going out, but I decided to stay home.
Stay.
The word that I'm interested in is I-N-S-T-E-A-D.
Instead.
Okay.
Stay home instead.
Some might say, why do you like him? Okay, well, I like him. What? He's so nice. I like him.
Because.
If you haven't seen somebody for a long time, somebody you really like, and then all of a sudden you run into them and say, I to see you?
So glad to see you. Happy to see you.
Okay. If somebody says, will you do this? You might say, well, I will do it, but I'd what not?
Rather not.
Okay. If it's not terribly cold, you might say, well, it's not terribly cold, but it's what cold? It's
warm, I reckon.
Okay. Would you ever say it's middling cold?
Well, I reckon you could, between warm and cold.
Yeah, have you ever said that?
I've heard it. I don't use that word, do I?
Okay. If somebody says, can you do such and such a thing, would you ever say, I sure can?
Mm-hmm, I guess.
Okay.
If I was positive, I could do it.
Uh-huh. And would you say it like you'd say it? You'd say,
I sure can.
Okay, that's just fine. If somebody asks you if you will do something and you'd be happy to do it, what would you say?
I'd say sure.
Okay. If somebody was scared of ghosts or something, but he had to go to the house for some reason or other, would you ever say he purely dreaded it or he plumb dreaded it or something like that?
Yeah. I purely dreaded it. Dreaded to go. I'm dreaded to go.
Have you ever said or heard people say, for the lamb's sake?
Yeah. For lamb's sake. Lamb's sake. Yeah, I've heard people say that. Well, for lamb's sake. Or for crying out loud.
Okay, that's fine. If somebody does something for you, you might say, well, I'm much
obliged.
If you're talking about somebody diving into a lake, you might ask me, has he what into the lake? Has he